Dreamscape presents My Latest Grievance by Eleanor Lipman. Narrated by Piper Goodeve. 1. The Perfect Child. I was raised in a brick dormitory at Dewing College, formerly the Mary Ruth Dewing Academy, a finishing school best known for turning out attractive secretaries who married up. In the late 1950s, Dewing began granting baccalaureate degrees to the second-rate students it continued to attract, despite its expansion into intellectual terrain beyond typing and shorthand. The social arts metamorphosed into sociology and psychology, nicely fitting the respective fields of job seekers Aviva Ginsburg Hatch, Ph.D., my mother, and David Hatch, Ph.D., my father. Twin appointments had been unavailable at the 100 more prestigious institutions they aspired and applied to. They arrived in Brookline, Massachusetts in 1960, not thrilled with the Dewing wages or benefits, but ever hopeful and prone to negotiation. Two bleeding hearts that beat as one, conjoined since their first date in 1955, upon viewing a movie-tone newsreel of Rosa Parks's arrest. Were they types, my parents to be? From a distance, and even to me for a long time, it appeared to be so. Over coffee in grad school, they'd found that each had watched every black-and-white televised moment of the Army-McCarthy hearings, had both written passionately on the Grapes of Wrath in high school, both held Samuel Gompers and Pete Seeger in high esteem, both owned albums by the Weavers. Their wedding invitations, stamped with a union bug, asked that guests make donations in lieu of gifts to the presidential campaign of Adlai Stevenson. It was my father who proposed that their stable marriage and professional sensitivities would lend themselves to the rent-free benefit known as house parenting. The dean of residential life said she was sorry, but a married couple was out of the question. Parents would not like a man living among their nubile daughters. "What about a man with a baby?" my father replied coyly. It was a premature announcement. My mother's period must have been no more than a week late at the time of that spring interview. But they both felt ethically bound to share the details of her menstrual calendar. He posited further, weren't two responsible, vibrant parents with relevant PhDs better than their no doubt competent but often elderly predecessors, who, with all due respect, weren't such a great help with homework and tended to die on the job?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?